Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hello. Today I would like to talk about procrastination. As you guys know, I like to be in control of things. Like, I like to know at least, you know, plan everything, you know? And I was talking to my mom, and she was telling me a lot of times, well, all the time, everybody is afraid of the unknown and the possibility. But if you live your life in fear of the unknown, then you lose control of your life. You know, you place regret upon yourself and let time gradually take control over every decision you make. And when she said that, it dawned on me, you know, like I strategically plan things. And she was like, you know, don't you fear, you know, what possibly could happen? And I said, Mom, I don't know if it's just the creative thing about me or whatever, but I plan for the possibility, a good outcome, and then I plan for the absolute worst. And the only time I fear something is when those two outcomes that I seen or I planned in my mind to happen never happens, and it's a complete total opposite is when I have fear and anxiety. And she was just like, huh. I was like, that's why I always try things and I always try to, you know, prepare myself. So even if I'm supposed to be heartbroken, I'm really not. Like, I never dwell on if it has the wrong outcome, you know, because I seen it in my mind. And so I probably dwell over it like within a couple of days or, you know, and then I'm over it on an hour and I'm over it. You know, I never hold on to that because in my mind, I plan for this horrible outcome or the bad, even though I also prepare for the good so that I, you know, I guess it's my way of controlling my life in a proper manner. And so I just, the only time I've ever surprised is when it's not what I thought it would be, you know, and it might sound crazy, but you know, I never want to live in fear. I never want to say, well, if you would have, I should have done that, or I could have done that, or, you know, like, I want to say I did it, it didn't work out, and that's it. You know, like, I, because life is short, and I'm on this earth as a Shelby. I never want to regret that. I never want to wait till I'm 80 and said I should have done that. I just want to say I did do that, and this is it. This is what happened, you know. But with that, I don't procrastinate, you know, I mean, everybody has their lazy moments when they don't feel like doing nothing or your mind is so focused on something else to where, you know, you kind of push things off to the side. But as I've gotten older, I try not to do that because the more you procrastinate, the more you put pressure on yourself to the very last minute to accomplish something that should have already been taken care of. You know, you make yourself stressful trying to rush and accommodate things where if you would have took care of it then and there or at the appropriate time, or, you know, it wouldn't have been so stressful. We cause stress upon ourselves sometimes for no reason. We place a huge strain on ourselves to rush and complete things, you know, at the very last moment to where we're never fully enjoying, you know, our lives. especially like, let's say, a speeding ticket. You got a speeding ticket. Cool. You get paid. You got a little extra money. Go pay the ticket. Go pay the ticket. Because then you wait till the actual court date or past the court date. Now you got additional fees and you don't even have enough money to pay for the ticket and the additional court fees. So look at you. You're stressing and trying to rotate and move everything around because you procrastinated, putting more stress and pressure upon yourself. And we do that. That's a normal thing. I mean, and I don't know why it's so normal. Maybe because I think with my generation and you know, we're so used to microwavable living. And it's sad. Like we want everything so quickly. And at this point to where we're so impatient with life. We're so impatient with feelings and emotions that we never fully take the time to learn. Like, I mean, you got to think about it. Your grandparents know how to cook, or even your parents know how to cook. My mom throws down in the kitchen, but they didn't have the microwave. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have this rah-rah of a rush to get everything where they need to go. They literally cooked from scratch. Everything was from scratch. And so that's how they learned to cook. And now it's very rare that, you know, I'm sad to say that my generation or the next know how to cook, because we don't do things from scratch. We don't have time. And I love the fact that my mother would literally just take me in after she got off of work from a long day. She would take me in the kitchen and she would, you know, cook, but she would cook with me. So it was kind of like a bonding experience with my mom, because she act like she was on a cooking show, but she was only on the cooking show and I was the only person in the audience and the assistant, you know. And I learned how to cook from her. I'm not as bomb as her, you know what I'm saying? Her food is amazing. But I learned to place my ability to learn how to cook, not just for my future family, but for myself, you know. And that's because I didn't do the microwavable thing. It's because I literally sat down and had patience and tried to, you know, nourish my body and take care of myself. And I think that's what's missing, is that we want everything right here and right now, to where we procrastinate when it's not time, and then we rush and try to complete things. And with that procrastination, I have a horrible thing with anxiety. I have really bad anxiety if I have to do things, you know, at the very last minute. And I stress myself out. I gotta admit, I do. Even from recording my podcast, like, I will do months in advance, or I would do a week in advance, or, you know, because I don't want to wait to the very last minute and try to come up with something or try to get it out there. Or I feel like you lose the authentic nature of this podcast. I feel like mentally, I feel like I'm talking to my friends, that I need to let this out, that I need to cure whatever's been troubling me. So that's what I do on this podcast, is I tell my story, but I have it as a conversation. And I'm learning and discovering myself every day. But if I was to procrastinate and wait to the last minute, I have anxiety. I'd be huffing and puffing. I'd record 6 or 7 times within a short time frame. I'm slurring. My mouth is watery. Like, everything is off track. It's going downhill from here. Okay? So, and I say this because I've come to a term where, you know, I really can't do procrastination. I can't. Not even in a different atmosphere. You know, not even if I let my partner drive and I'm a passenger. I can't sit up here and allow our relationship to sink because you decide to procrastinate on my life. And that means that I no longer have control over my life. I don't care if we're in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? And we're supposed to be a unit. Before I was a unit, I was Shelby. Before I was a unit, you were who you were. We just decided to come together. And in that stance in life, I refuse to let you control me into destruction. And that's what procrastination gets. It's because when we procrastinate at the very last minute, we no longer have control over our lives. I'm going to be honest with you. When it comes down to your dream, your craft, your talent, if you procrastinate and push it off to the side, it's just a spoken love letter that you have. If you never put forth action to build your craft, you're just basically high talking to your friends about a dream. You're not putting forth the potential or the work ethic to build that dream into reality. No business owner or no singer, no rapper, no artist. Not everything came overnight by them rushing it and trying to get everything. A full album, a true album, a classic. It took an artist about a year, some months, locking themselves away, fully jumping head first, learning their tones and building forth on it to where they had control of their career. They had control over their outcome. And that is how you have to live life. I'm not saying it's horrible to be spontaneous. Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's cool to be spontaneous in life, but you need to have a balance. You can't walk around in life blindfolded. You can't walk around in life with your eyes closed. You can't say, I don't know what's going to happen, because then you lose control and you crash. Every time you lose control in your life, you crash. And I feel like that's a life lesson to teach you to open your eyes and gain back control. Even when it's with your finances, you know what I mean? Like I said, you know how many sometimes we don't even, let's say you have a job. You make enough money to get here and there or whatever. But let's say your light bill, you knew the date it's due. You get paid a little extra on this check. Instead of going on, to the club or on a shopping spree, or you buying ridiculous crap that's unnecessary, pay that light bill, get that out the way so that you, next check, maybe you can enjoy yourself. But the people that procrastinate, they're like, oh, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And the bill is due at this point. Time frame, you done let all these days pass by and you broke because you done pushed it off. So you're trying to scrimmage for money to pay this light bill before you sitting up in the house, a dark house. And so you no longer have control on your life because you have to borrow money. So the control is on whoever you're borrowing money if they feel like giving you the money. Procrastination is losing control over your life. And so when you allow that time frame to pass and you done messed up all your money, you don't control that bill. Whoever lets you borrow the money control it, or if you can't even borrow the money, your lights are off. So you lost control. You lost control. Dreams, finances, love, relationships. Sometimes we will procrastinate to tell the truth. We will procrastinate on how we feel about other people or our intentions. Instead of saying right here, right now, blue in the face of how you feel and what is your intentions with this person, you prolong it until you procrastinate at the very last minute. You done got this person's hopes and dreams up. You done told them all kind of crap because you were just trying to live in that spontaneous moment to where it explodes in your face and they're demanding a title or they're demanding your attention or they're demanding respect and you can't even fully commit to what you're about to say because you're being procrastinating this whole time, and you wasted your time and theirs. When you procrastinate in life, in every point of your life, you no longer have control. So in that relationship, that person has control over you and you don't even know it, because now you just wanted things to stay the same, and they don't want to do that anymore. They don't want to just hope that it's different. They want someone who is assertive and can plan for the future. So they decide to leave. And there, you're heartbroken. But it's all because you procrastinated on this connection or relationship in your life. And at the end of it all, you are the one damaged at it. You're the one that's hurt. You're the one that's left out in the gutter, so say, because you didn't have the courage to be truthful. I'm very adamant on security. I've said in previous episodes, I was homeless at one point, and the point was when I was in my teens. And so now, like, I've always been a very hardworking person. I will walk 2 hours, 3 hours to a job and back every day if I have to sustain livelihood for myself. Because you don't know what it feels like when you have absolutely nothing. And so sometimes it's hard for me to be in a relationship with someone and allow them to take control, because I refuse to go through without life with this person and not have security. I mean, everybody is different, you know. Sometimes people like to be taken care of. Some people, you know, I don't want to work. I want to take care of everything. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. But I want to have control over my life. My livelihood is important to me because of the lowest points I'd have been through. I never want to go through those low points again. And I promise myself that each time. So I know you see the saying when it says I could lose everything and go back and get it 10 times over and better. That's how I am. If I lose something, man, I'm going to bust my behind to go back and get it, because my livelihood is important. You know, we can put faith into people, which is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, you still have to think of yourself. The constant saying is that you can't give somebody a taste of you, a sip of you from a cup that's already empty. I have nothing in this cup, not even for myself. So how can I give you a sip of me? How can I fully commit to you when I have nothing to give for myself? I'm empty. And so I have to rebuild myself all over again because I procrastinated and gave so much to where I have nothing to give myself. And that's control. I always say, find a balance. But within that balance, you have to take control of your life. You have to take accountability. You have to plan. It's okay to be spontaneous. But also as an adult, you have to realize the responsibilities you have to control or be in demand or even be crowned to live your life to its full potential. You can't be a queen or a king, and you can't even look in the mirror. You don't even know which direction you're going. You're just sporadically jumping in and out, and you drain yourself every time when you're just spontaneously going off the coattail of life and luck. Your luck will run out. So what else do you have? Did you plan for that? No, because you're so busy trying to procrastinate at the very drop of a dime last minute, hoping it goes well. And at the end of the day, you self-destruct and everybody around you is damaged and burns in flames because of your procrastination to control your life. We fail to realize how much we have control, especially with our lives, our joy, our happiness, our careers, our love life, how much we have control. Stop procrastinating and start living. Be responsible. Take initiative. You have to. It's all about growth. And every day is a growing experience to control your life. Not at the last minute. But take account every day to try your very best, because that is all you have, is to try. Is to try.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl Shelby Henny signing off. Have a good one, y'all.